Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to another episode of the Hill Skills and Thrill Show with your girl, Hollywoods of Hartford. Hi, I'm chiming in with another newsletter for you directly from Pole Control Studios. This is the October Booze Letter. Yeah, I got to be kind of corny there. I am quite exhausted. I have been drinking this Mike's Hard Lemonade, which is possibly not the best idea before my 11:30 p.m. show, though I've been up all day pretty much preparing the newsletter and getting ready for this weekend. I had a very long week, and I was given some really awful news that someone very, very, very dear to me has passed away, and I'm at a loss for words. I feel like I wish we have gotten closer, but I felt I was stepping over boundaries that may have been clearly not there, but I was dealing with my own things and kind of stuck in my own feelings and my own emotions, and now I just feel like I need to do something. You ever get to that moment in your life where you're just proactive for just the right reason? So, yeah, I'm going to have to do an impromptu trip down to Apalachicola and try to at least pay my respects to family and friends. I haven't been there in a very long time, and I'm not excited to go under these circumstances, but whatever I can do to be there at this time, I feel I need to. I've never felt this overwhelmed by the death of someone before, but we've been celebrating and we've dealt with a lot of ups and downs these last few months, and last month was a great month for the studio. We were able to bring in more instructors. We have to thank you for your patience with the air conditioning and the website. We've had a lot of little technical hiccups. We could say Mercury is in retrograde, but we don't believe that is the reason. And now that we're kind of like coming into a new month, we want to have a new wave of energy push back into the studio. So we have 30 days of October pole school activities for the whole month, and we can't wait to get started. Starting this Friday, we have cartoon and anime. If you're able to dress up in any of your characters, please don't forget to snap a picture, but your name will be listed in the category of up and running for the prizes, and we will be rewarding all prizes at the end of the month. On Saturday, the 2nd, it's blue collar. Think about your favorite blue collar worker and try to represent. Sunday is our first craft shop of the year, and unfortunately, I won't be attending this one, so hopefully you're able to make it down. We will send you the information so you could take full participation in that event. On the 4th, it's back to school, ready to dress in your best girls or guys back to school attire or hot foot teacher attire because it's going down. And then on Tuesday, the 5th, we're going straight into more fun with Disney theme. We have our first Wednesday of October, which is our burlesque field trip. So make sure you sign up for that. There's the information in the studio that'll let you know where you can find that. And that's also the first day you should be wearing pink on Wednesdays to class in honor of Mean Girls Day. So there's a lot going on just on Wednesdays. You got to dress up, you got to go to a field trip, and you got to make sure you wear pink. So think hard about this. the following day, Thursday, we're giving an homage to the Roaring Twenties, not the 2020s, but the 1920s. So come prepared. And then kicking it up for your favorite day, Friday, is dress up as Barbie, any genre, any era. Then you're going to be graced with your second craft shop, which is on Saturday the 9th, and I will definitely look forward to seeing what you guys got going on, because I know what I have planned is going to wow you, and you're going to love putting them all up in your house and showing them off to all your friends. That's it. That's all the clues I'm giving you. It's for your house, and it's to show off to your friends, but you're going to love it. So on the 9th, that is our next craft shop for the month of October. Then on the 10th, we have our first movie after class. This is brought to you by Kirsten. She wants to grace you with some footage of films she feels you should have definitely seen by now, and it will definitely help you in her classes. So if you're able to attend any Monday or Tuesday's classes, you want to attend that Sunday's movie after class. Then on the 11th, we go straight into a full week of superheroes, musicals, sports and gaming, unicorn, before our car show on the 16th. And that is to honor victims of Up Cancer. This is our photographer, Rico Dance's charity. He's extremely passionate about, so I told him I would give him a hand. If you're interested in modeling, please let us know. We are still seeking models. Your job would be to model cars of different era as your dress and period pieces. So if you're dressed in a 1940s period piece, you're most likely going to be representing a 1940s car. So just to give you a brief synopsis of that, let us know. There's a sign up for that as well at the studio. Then our first photo shoot for the Halloween season, it's our Purge photo shoot. It's on Sunday, and it's late at night. It's around now, 11:30 midnight. We're going to meet downtown. Make sure you grab your best lingerie and your scariest mask, because we're going to rock around with our fake, or I should say artificial, weapons and really give it all we got in a hot, steamy photo shoot. And then the week of the 18th, goes into animal, glam rocker, biker chick, drag queen, before our first after class party, which is a onesie party on October 22nd. So that's also onesie day. So if you have a full onesie or animal onesie or any full pajama, consider it PJ day. That's what you're going to wear for class to participate and come after for a after-class field trip onesie 90s party. That's a mouthful. More information would be listed as well. Be sure to sign up for our mailing list and opt into all of your emails. And be sure to join our Facebook and Instagram, because our groups is where we share all of our private information for meetings, any private VIP out of class events or off location events like our pool parties, when we used to have our science center events, the liquid lounges. All of these is listed in our groups and our Facebook pages. So make sure you're social if you want to be social, and get involved with that so you'll be able to join us for that. And then if you do miss that, don't worry. Saturday, we're going to do a 90s hip-hop party. That is also our second party right after this onesie party. And yes, it is our annual twerk party. So it's a 90s theme, and it's twerk, and it's Halloween theme. So how could you go wrong? October is always wild and fun, and we just pull out all the stops with our dress up and playful banter as we bring in all of the fun classes. Then we have our second movie after class on Sunday the 24th. Before our last week of the month, we will be bringing movie characters or TV characters, vamps, witch, werewolves, geriatric, which means, you know, over 70, fairies and mermaids. Then we have our Halloween party on the 30th, and you will be given more information of where that is located. And if you attended any of our pool parties, you already have the address. Make sure you pin that location if you're planning on sharing it with any of your plus ones. And then, of course, Halloween is October 31st, and it is the Day of the Dead. So we will be doing face painting and adding a little bit more of a Latin flair to our classes on Sunday that are workshops for jam. So Sunday the 31st is actually a pole jam for instructors, but we are inviting certain students that have met the criteria from the month of October and all of the activities that we wish you to participate in. There's also bonus classes you will earn from some of these days and events. So I would not miss out. We have to give a shout out and thank Joy for a wonderful job she's done on our body painting glow party we had two weeks ago now. It's not even last week. It was amazing. We had so much fun. We learned so many things. And because we are bringing back our Canna Club with our Paint and Puff series and our VIP studio, you will be able to see more of Joy at all those events. So make sure you sign up if you're interested in joining us for those events as well. We also would like to thank Anne for giving it all she has been able to give it for this time, because she is getting ready to have an amazing invasive surgery. So you have to give your warmest luck and prayers send out to her, because she's going to be out of work for a few months. And my goodness, I remember having a few weeks away from my classes. I went crazy. I know she is going to be missing you terribly. So show her some support. Show her your love and come and attend her class before she goes away. And make sure you keep in contact and you check on her while she goes through her recovery, because when she comes back, she'd be looking forward, and I'm sure she'd be so excited to know that everybody has been this involved in her progress. Giving a shout-out to all the other instructors as well. Super shout-outs to T, driving all the way from New Jersey just to teach her classes when she comes down, and I am loving her twerk classes. Brenna, you are amazing, girl. You have no idea. We give you a clock with a timer. It's over. You will be unstoppable. And Kirsten, oh, my goodness, you know, there's nothing I can say about you that doesn't glorify your praises, because you're amazing, and we are truly blessed to have you work with us. I'm going to work more with you with the marketing and the behind the scenes, and I know if any of you are working at other studios, it may be a compromise, or I should say a issue with them if you're not using the same effort to promote and market their studios. So let's sit down and discuss really which direction you'd like to go, because I'm looking for really catapulting these next 3 months with proper marketing your classes and advertising, so our students know and our old students know to return, that they can come back at any time or unfreeze their old passes and get back into their regime. if you have been getting excited like I have been for the month of November, it's because we have the PSO, and that week of the PSO, which starts the 20th through the 21st, we're probably going to be there like the 18th through the 22nd, back and forth in Boston, working with our buddies at Boston Pole Fitness and giving amazing energy to that area as we support In Your Skin Studios and all of our local studios who may be participating in the competition. But as I complete my research for my judges certification, I may be asked to participate as a judge. So if I'm there for that time, I'm going to make sure I have at least 2 free tickets that I'm going to make sure I give to an eager student. And based on the month of October and your participation for these next few active months, that's what really going to determine if you would be given those tickets and offered an opportunity to become an assistant apprentice. If you'll be able to join me as I travel out of state and out of the country for any of these events that we have coming up. I'm actually leaving this Friday, which is why I'm unable to participate in this Sunday's craft shop with you. But I will be back and forth, coming back so I could promote the book. I'll be attending Exotica in New Jersey, which I would love to have a participant join me. And that week we will be gone will most likely be spent in Edison, New Jersey, and Atlantic City. So if you have the availability and you'd like to join me, come and talk to me about the Assistant Apprentice Program, where we will give students the opportunity to work as an assistant apprentice under any master instructor. That way, you learn the basics for introduction and beginner. So if ever needed to be an assistant for demonstration, you're very well versed and able to help, and you'll be able to get bonuses and money for helping people sign up. So it's sort of like a paid position, and I would consider it high VIP status if I were you, and all new students who may want to know how to get more into the Pole Control Studios lifestyle, kind of where you want to start. And if you start at the apprentice position, there's no telling where you can take you. You could literally go anywhere from an instructor to a performer to owning your own studio someday. I explain to everyone, all of my instructors know that my goal is to eventually franchise. And as I franchise, I want to make sure I share all of my deep and grain secrets of this business that will catapult you to success as well, but much faster, because this program has been tried and true to its system, not just thrown out there, because the test has shown and proven that the work is definitely when you put the numbers in. My brain is once again on that Mike's Hard Lemonade, so it might be going in and out. Don't mind me. I have had a lot going on today. And I had, speaking of going on, I had got a phone call from the 78, and the progress is going 120 miles an hour. They're almost ready to open to the public, and I'm so excited. I haven't even had a chance to go by and do the construction process because I've been so busy working with the instructors and preparing for our own season that we haven't even really ironed down all we're planning on doing for shows this winter at the 78. So if you haven't heard, the new location is in Meriden, and it's in the Meriden Mall. There will be 2 entrances, one for the restaurant, one for the theater, and there will be times where the theater will have access through the restaurant, so you'll be able to have dinner or bar menu food and also access to the show. So I look forward to seeing any of your faces there in support of this beautiful venture, because it has been a dream forever to be able to perform in a burlesque theater. And I look forward to being at the Masters this weekend, because that's where I'm going to test out my Wednesday show's idea. And I hope you like it and you enjoy it if you come to the field trip, so you too will be like, I can't wait to become a performer and perform next to Hollywood and all the girls and guys in the burlesque performances. It's going to be awesome. Speaking of performances and awesome, I had an opportunity to get out of my shell and put one of my major bucket list items out of the way, and it's stand-up comedy. Yes, I had a very, very small audience, but they loved it. I killed. And all I did was talk like I normally would in a class about what would go on in a class and what people would normally expect. Just because I come from this experience and this background, it doesn't mean that anything is going to be quite obvious. Everything is going to have its element of surprise. However, there is tried, true, tested material that always works. And when you're teaching specifically an introduction class, you always see it kind of come through. I love doing what I do, and I love that opportunity to make people laugh, telling them about how amazing what I do is. And for all the people who thought my classes were geared and aimed specifically for the adult entertainers and strippers, aha, joke's on you. That's why doctors, lawyers, teachers, students, engineers, whomever, just regular people who are just interested in alternative forms of fitness come flocking to Pole Control Studios, because they're so excited to try something new and have an experience that they've never had at any other place. And if they've ever been to another pole studio, they definitely come to my studio with an amazing new eye on the idea that they're learning a curriculum base, which really pushes them further and gives them the ability to see where they will be going within the time of investing their time in our studio. And we're so grateful for you just testing us out, even if you are coming from another studio, trying us out for the first time. Those reviews are gold to us. Just knowing whatever you say is your bond, is your word. Everyone who reads it or listens to what you have to say about your experience is truly having that experience with you one-on-one, and I love it. I love the fact it has to do with me or my word or what I do. It has all to do with you and your experience solely with that poll. I'm so grateful if there's just one student in class, or if we're triple booked and there's 21 students in class. It's exciting to see your energy come in the studio and bring all whatever you had for the week. You just let it go and you just knock it out and you just leave a whole new person. And that just makes me feel like whatever I'm doing, it's very well worth it. And if there's months where we don't make the money or we don't cover the bills, I don't mind coming out of my pocket and coming right back to the bank and reinvesting back into this business as I'm my own investor and saying, I want more and I want them give the best to my students. I want the best for the studio and I want the best for Hartford. So I feel completely blessed to be able to be in this position after 13 years with all of you. And I'm so grateful of all the growth we're doing and building into. Feel free to check out the site again now that it's back up. See all the stores, all of our affiliates. We're really taking building a community very seriously. It's really hard to build it with other pole studios. However, being the leaders that we are, we've noticed every time we do something amazing that others will tend to follow. And if they follow, my goodness, let them. Let us be the pioneers that create a pathway so people don't fear what we're offering. Even if it comes on us and it backlashes on us as we're the stripper college mentality of the world, I love being able to challenge whomever comes with me or comes at me with opposition about this industry, because I truly, truly love what I do. I truly love the adult industry and the workers in this industry. They bring so much love and delight and joy to everyone that they encompass. They are the hostesses and the hosts that have dealt with so much opposition, dealt with so much rejection, and they still walk around completely non-bothered with a smile on their face, knowing whatever they're giving and whatever they're doing is for the greater good of man and mankind. I thank all of you sex workers who realize how important sexual health is and how it intertwines with mental health, how it intertwines with physical health, and how we all need to be able to have time to just talk and relax and get off our chest whatever's really bothering us or whatever's just there, just so we feel human again, because it's been a really, really rough 2 years of not having that human connection and missing out on all of those days of classes we could have had and building this community we could have done due to being stuck and away due to a pandemic. I hope this is an amazing lesson in social science and how much we truly need one another for every style and every type of interaction and every type of growth as humans. We need one another, and whatever capacity we tend to congregate in or whatever we tend to worship, whether it be a deity or our own bodies, let it be within a sound mind and a clear head that we're doing something amazing for ourselves and those that are around us. This is the best type of drug. This is the best type of high. This is the most amazing feeling, is to know what you're giving your body and you're giving your soul all is something that's going to be given back to you overall 20 times fold. I can't express enough how much I love this sport and how much I truly love the enthusiasts that come along and try pole or aerials and just are advocates and they are speakers and keynotes for this sport, because it makes my job a lot easier when it comes to learning more, growing more as an artist and as a performer, training, and actually looking and seeking for those resources that I know will help not only my students, but my instructors be better teachers and be better performers themselves. This is just one amazing symbiotic relationship. I can't express enough how very grateful I'm able to be a part of, and so grateful to bring all of you on board with. Make sure you check your emails, opt in for your messages and your group messages, and make sure you sign up for our Facebook groups and sign in to follow for our Instagram. I know I'm saying a lot of blah, 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 but once again, blame it on the Mike's Hard Lemonade and the fact that I'm highly exhausted and I'm trying to spew all of this out to you, but don't worry. It's very well organized and put in a newsletter for your enjoyment. So when you see me, I know that it's here and there, especially Monday through Thursday when you're in other classes. Don't feel weird to say hi. Don't feel odd to give me a hug, even if you're sweaty. I'm just on my way for this new chapter in my own life, and I'm excited to share that part with you as well. And as we are all growing through relationships, through love, we're doing it together, girls. Mwah. Love you.